proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is our last look at the men of Hanukkah. And now we continue looking at the man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Mediator, the Menorah, the member of the Godhead who was manifested for our salvation. In John chapter 10, verse 22, it was at Hanukkah, the feast of the dedication, that the Pharisees had gathered round him, threatening to stone him for blasphemy. It was on Solomon's porch they picked up stones to stone him. So I asked the question, where did the stones come from? The Temple Mount presumably would have been immaculate. There's a Jewish tradition that they had to remove the stones of the altar because they were so defiled. Reading from, of all things, the Apocrypha in 1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 43, speaks of the priest cleanse the sanctuary and bear out the defiled stones unto an unclean place. And when they had consulted what to do with the altar of burnt offerings, which was profaned, they thought it was best to pull it down, lest it should be a reproach to them, because the heathen had defiled it. Wherefore they pulled it down, and laid up the stones in the mountain of the temple in a convenient place, until there should come a prophet to show them what should be done with them. The Jewish tradition says it was in the corner of Solomon's porch that they piled these holy but defiled stones, not knowing what to do with them. Amazingly, it says they waited there until there should come a prophet to show what should be done with them. Oh, if they would have recognized who Jesus was, who is more than a prophet, he would have shown more than what to do with mere stones. Instead of recognizing and seeking the Savior, they were set to stone him, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, with the very stones of the altar that the lambs were sacrificed upon. Oh, if they would have listened to John the Baptist in John 1:29. John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Going back to John 10:28, Jesus said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. This most glorious declaration in no uncertain terms was very plain speech to Jewish ears. We see their reaction was one of unbelief. Jesus found himself in peril and staked his earthly life on the one thing that is most sure and certain, the eternal Word of God. In John 10:34, Jesus defended himself from the charge of blasphemy by quoting a somewhat obscure passage in Psalm 82. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God? In a subtle play on words, Jesus referred to himself as sanctified, which is the same Hebrew word as Hanukkah. Jesus, in the ultimate retort, not only affirmed his deity, but the inspiration and infallibility of the Word of God, the Bible. And we see the final results in John chapter 10, verse 42. And many believed on him there.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.